A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So he got up and set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, that is, the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury, who had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go and join with that chariot." Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I, unless someone instructs me?" So he invited Philip to get in and sit with him. This was the scripture passage he was reading. "Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who will tell of his posterity? For his life is taken from the earth." Then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, "I beg you, about whom is the prophet saying this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture passage, he proclaimed Jesus to him. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there is water. What is to prevent my being baptized?" Then he ordered the chariot to stop, and Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and he baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, but continued on his way, rejoicing. Philip came to Azotus and went about proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he reached Caesarea. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Can you think of anyone else other than Jesus, like a real person in history, that has actually died, broke the power of death, and rose from the dead and lived forever? There's no one. Now you might be thinking, well, Lazarus rose from the dead, or Jairus' daughter rose from the dead, and Tabitha rose from the dead, and they did rise from the dead. But guess what? They died again. Has science raised anyone from the dead to live forever? Not that I'm aware of. Has any politician or political party ever defeated death? Nope. Probably would be in the papers on the front page, right? Has any technology created a human person to live forever? No. That scientist, if it has, that scientist would probably be awarded the Nobel Award for science, right? But there is a way to live forever. Here it is. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. You realize that the Eucharist is the resurrected Jesus. Therefore, it animates us like our souls animate our bodies. That is, when we consume the Eucharist, God's power is infused into us, and we have been given the power to live forever.